Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Cocaine found at the White House. Could it be that it wasn't Hunter Biden's? As many have now said, probably not his. Or could it be a staffer who was partying with Hunter Biden since he has such good close friends on the White House staff? Mark Meadows had this to say to Greta on Newsmax. Listen.
Shameful, unacceptable, and alarming. Those are the words of Republican Kentucky Congressman and Chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, James Comer. Comer used those words, shameful, unacceptable, and alarming, to describe the presence of cocaine in the White House. On Friday, Comer wrote a letter to Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. He is requiring a staff-level briefing on the cocaine incident by July 14th. That's this coming Friday. Comer wrote in part, quote, "This incident has raised additional concerns with the committee regarding the level of security maintained at the White House," end of quote. Now, the cocaine was found 8 days ago, and so far no word on who the baggie of the white powder belongs to. Former White House Chief of Staff and author of The Chief's Chief, Mark Mendel, joins me. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Greta. It's good to be with you.
Nice to have you. All right, help me. Since you know the inside of that White House, help me understand this. I know that when you go in the West Wing, where I've gone in, is I surrender my phone to a cubby hole to the left, and I retrieve it when I come out. Is that what they're talking about, or is it another set of cubby holes that this cocaine was found in?
Well, there's been conflicting reports on exactly where they found this, but most of the reports indicate when you go in, for the viewers that are tuned in right now, you come in off of West Zach or West Executive Avenue and come in a lower entrance. Typically, the people that would use that entrance would be the national security team, the vice president, the chief of staff. A number of high-ranking officials, and where Chairman Comer has it right, where this is alarming, is that this is actually right outside the Situation Room. And to give the viewers kind of a sense of this, where you put those phones, there is a Secret Service agent, a uniformed agent, within just a few feet of that through another double door. And so for this to have happened, you know, we hear the White House saying, well, it was visitors, tourists. That is highly, highly improbable. Most of those, when you come for a tour, you actually have somebody along with you.
Okay, well, the phones are secure because people can pick up signals and download. Cocaine, I mean, next to the Situation Room, I'm not endorsing it, but it's not like, you know, there's some secret that the cocaine's going to walk away with, like a phone could, essentially.
No. What I'm referring to is not as much that, is the fact that... you know, all fingers would typically point more to someone who is on staff or someone that's connected closely with the president. This is not a place where, if we'd found it in the Eisenhower building where a lot of other staffers go, this is a controlled access kind of point. And so the concern that I have is more in terms of who was using it, who had it, and who was bold enough to actually leave it or stupid enough to leave it there within a few feet of the Secret Service uniformed personnel.
All right. Family members visiting the president, they don't go through this door. I mean, that's correct. So we could sort of, good chance we can eliminate the family members.
Not necessarily. I can tell you that, during my time, a number of family members would have used this same door. They would actually come in. And if you're visiting the Oval Office, it's much quicker to get to the Oval Office through West Exec through this particular door than it would be to come through the East Wing or other areas. That being said, it's more probable that it was someone who is very comfortable, who could come in either early or late in the evening when the traffic is not that great, because it is a highly visual area that you would find people coming and going. So I would think it would be a early morning or a late evening deposit.
All right. Well, we just put a picture up there of Hunter Biden, which I would not have put up there. I mean, obviously, everyone's suspicious because of his drug history. But in all likelihood, I mean, I'm just saying the probability is this that if he's staying at the White House and he's spending time with his family, that's not likely the door he would go in and surrender it.
You've been there, Greta. You agree. Yeah. And I agree.
I'd be more likely to be a suspect, using that entrance.
Well, hopefully the media, they actually come in a little different door. As you know, you've been there multiple times. Again, that's why it puts most of the focus on senior level Biden administration officials and people that work with the national security team.
And the other sort of odd thing is that every time I've been in the White House and I put my phone in the cubbyhole, nobody's patted me down to see if I have. I mean, that's the other sort of odd thing about it. Why do you mean like you no one checks any? I mean, do people get patted down inside the White House?
Well, generally, we don't pat them down. Normally, you've gone through a couple of clearances. Greta, perhaps your character is a little bit better than the person that left this stuff here. But if you get the closer you get to the president, the more you get asked those things and the more it gets verified. Obviously, having cell phones in the Oval Office would be even more problematic. But it happens, and it happened while I was there. It happens in other times. And so, no, you don't pat them down.
Former chief of staff there making it very clear his thoughts on how this could have gotten in, and the reality, as he believes it, that there's a very good chance as a staff member. Now, I've also seen several people throw out a theory, and it's not a crazy one. There are very, 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 very tight relationships, extremely tight relationships between the staff, some of the staff, and not just the staff, but with Hunter Biden. We saw that Hunter Biden had very close friendships in the White House when his dad was the vice president, and he was getting everyone that needed a meeting in the White House. That also wasn't a problem. They were all about it. Like, it was a no-brainer. They loved it. That's also, I think, another real big issue here is that. I think it's a shocking issue, but it's also, in a sense, not surprising that you have such a scenario now where you have members at the White House, clearly someone's doing drugs. I don't think they want you to know whose it is. I think they want you to not know the truth. And I think they want you to, the staff member, it would be too embarrassing if it is a staff member. I think there's a very good chance that that's the reality of the situation. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year,
resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz had to say. We were doing our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz. I get to co-host that with him. I want you to hear his take on this. This was in our podcast. Make sure you download Verdict with Ted Cruz and my podcast, Ben Ferguson Podcast. You can listen to us every day. But this was really interesting information about the lack of intel that the senators were given and then the downplaying of this intel. Take a listen. Senator, I want to talk about cocaine at the White House. It's no longer just cocaine that we're finding at the White House. The Secret Service has now apparently said, yeah, we find other drugs there like weed. And yet Democrats have come out and they said they actually feel good about this. Representative Raskin said this about the investigation into the cocaine who brought the White House. And of course, we called it here on Verdict, Senator. We're never going to find out who brought it in. They're saying they couldn't figure it out.
I'm satisfied that the Secret Service and the White House are on top of it. You know, I was reading a book about Lincoln recently, and anybody in Washington could just walk right into Lincoln's White House, go directly in and try to find the president and talk to him. And obviously we're in a very different security environment than that. But I don't know how many people would want to go to the White House if they were going to be administering a drug test on the way in, which is what some of my colleagues have suggested. You know, some people are saying everybody should be drug tested on the way into the White House. And, you know, these are the same people who are opposed to COVID-19 tests. So I don't see a lot of coherence in the criticism.
That's one hell of a statement, Senator. Your reaction?
Well, I think it's rather hysterical to see a Democrat congressman saying, gosh, you know, Democrats would be really afraid to go to the White House if we had to get drug tested. I mean, look, you got to get drug tested to get hired as a truck driver. You got to get drug tested to get hired as a forklift operator. There are a lot of jobs in America you got to get drug tested for. In fact, when I speak to small business owners in Texas, they say one of the challenges of hiring new employees is finding people who can pass the drug test. Well, that's one thing if you're dealing with ordinary citizens, but you would think a member of Congress should be held to a higher standard. And yet he's saying, gosh, you know, we don't want to go to the White House with drug tests. Look, this is a White House that applies no ethical standards to itself. This is a White House that covers up serious allegations of criminality by the President of the United States, including bribery. This is a White House that covers up serious allegations of criminality by the president's adult son, Hunter Biden. This is a White House that sends a press secretary out every day to brazenly lie to the American people. This is a White House, as you noted, who they said they've multiple times found marijuana in the White House. And they're like, oh, well, no big deal. They just confiscated the marijuana, threw it away, but didn't bother naming whose it was, didn't apparently seem to have any concern on figuring out whose it was, because, you know, I mean, you know, who hasn't smoked pot in the White House? This is a White House. Look, this cocaine story, if this cocaine story happened when Donald Trump was president, the media would be losing their minds. Democrats would be losing their minds. And yet, because it's under Joe Biden, listen, this was cocaine that was left in a working entrance of the White House where they have a log of every person who walked through that door and the exact time they walked through that door. Just yesterday, the Secret Service announced, oh, we've done our investigation, and guess what? We can't figure out who did it. And let's be clear, this podcast predicted that right after the cocaine was found. We said on this podcast, here's going to be the result. They're going to announce, we don't know. Well, what do you know? That's exactly what they announced. And the reason they announce it, they don't want to know. Because whoever it is, it's somebody embarrassing.
Well, and you go back to the Secret Service now confirming they found marijuana not once, but twice in the White House in 2022 alone,
long before cocaine was located in the West Wing, the Secret Service revealed
last year,
that
not a long time ago, last year.
Yeah, and the Secret Service revealed the information to Congress, like, oh, yeah, and by the way, in this classified briefing on this investigation into the cocaine found in the West Wing, yeah, we've also found some other drugs. We found weed a few times last year. This is not normal behavior, yet they're acting like it is.
Well, this White House believes they are immune from scrutiny.
Great point. The media, by the way, wanting to cover this up, they're now saying that if you care about cocaine in the White House, you are a conspiracy theorist. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press Now on MSNBC. This is what he had to say about the Secret Service ending the White House cocaine investigation.
What do you sense Congress, we know there's a few members of Congress are going to try to use this as a hobby horse. What do you sense, what could they do here in forcing more focus on this?
I think one of the questions was, if this can get through, is there a vulnerability in some other way? And people I've been talking to say, when it comes to agents that might have been a powdery substance that could be used in a weapon form, that they have mechanisms to test for that, that they don't test for contraband. They don't test for illegal drugs that don't pose a threat to the president or others inside the White House. It certainly is not a good look, and no one feels good about that. And
I was just going to say, I'm guessing the White House doesn't like that there's no answer here.
Oh, it's unsatisfying
because
for
everyone. Because it only feeds the beast, the conspiratorial beast that we know of, like, trying to destroy our
information. And to answer that, family members typically don't use this entrance. Not that they couldn't, but they typically don't, and they're not asked to put their stuff in cubbies.
And this is,
Yes. Nice to see you.
Silly, right, Senator? It's just silly. Like, oh, the conspiracy theorist there. There's real cocaine found. We find out more drugs are in the White House with marijuana as well, but you're conspiracy theorists if you want answers.
So it is, of course, not a conspiracy. It is a fact that a bag of cocaine was found in the West Wing of the White House. I agree with the comment there, and we've talked about this on the pod. I think it's unlikely that it was Hunter Biden's cocaine because the entrance where it was found is the working entrance that the staff goes in and out of. It's not an entrance that I think Hunter was likely to use. So I find it more plausible that it is a staff member who works in the West Wing of the White House. It could very well be a senior staff member of the Biden White House. Now, if a senior staff member of the Biden White House is bringing cocaine in, that's a big damn deal. If they are a drug addict while being a senior White House official, that is a very serious problem. And the reason that we predicted right at the outset, we will never know, the Secret Service will announce, we can't figure out who it is because they recognize it's embarrassing as hell and a real problem if senior White House aides are drug addicts. Chuck Todd dismisses it all as conspiracy theory. I'll tell you this, Chuck wouldn't think that if this were the Trump White House. If this were the Trump White House, he would be lighting his hair on fire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once.
and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. There is a story that is continuing to explode, and I want you to hear this. Missing Biden corruption witness, Dr. Gail Luft, has been now hit with new federal charges after releasing his video where he put out his accusations about the Biden crime family. And now he has been indicted with federal charges. If that's not retaliation, I don't know what is. I want you to hear what James Comer had to say about all of this as well, because what James Comer had to say, I think, is also very, very interesting now, especially in the context of now these federal charges that have come down. I'm going to play that for you. Then I'm going to let you hear from Senator Ron Johnson as well and what he says in reaction. Listen.
They fear for their lives. Not only are the Biden lawyers and the Biden White House intimidating them, the media is trying to intimidate and discredit them.
That was House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on this program earlier this year on the pressure that whistleblowers and witnesses are facing for exposing the Biden family business dealings. Now, one of those witnesses is coming forward to explain why he is on the run from the law after allegedly speaking with officials from both the DOJ and the FBI. In exclusive remarks obtained by the New York Post's Miranda Devine, Israeli professor Gal Luft said this. Over an intensive two-day meeting, I shared my information about the Biden family financial transactions with the CEFC, that's the Chinese energy company, including specific dollar figures. I also provided the name of Rob Walker, who later became known as Hunter Biden's bagman.
Hunter Biden's bagman. The bagman, right? You got a bagman there. No big deal. Now, let me also let you hear what Ron Johnson now has to say on Gail Luft and the fact that you have this missing Biden corruption witness, Dr. Gail Luft, who is a key figure in the House Republican investigation of the Biden crime family and their international influence peddling, now facing these federal charges of arms trafficking, operating as an unregistered lobbyist for China, and conspiring to flout U.S. sanctions on Iran. That according to the woke New York Manhattan indictment that was unsealed yesterday. Prosecutors in the Southern District of New York say Law 57, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who was arrested in Cyprus this past February and went on the run after being released on bail prior to his extradition, agreed in 2015, they say, to let former Hong Kong official Patrick Ho send $350,000 each year to Luft's think tank, the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security.
In return, the indictment said, Luff agreed to recruit and educate a former high-ranking U.S. official to make public statements which were in the interest of China. In return, the indictment said Luff agreed to recruit and educate a former high-ranking U.S. official to make these public statements, which were in the interests of not America, but in the interests of China. The official is not named in the indictment, but details about his work correspond to former CIA Director James Woosley, who briefly worked for former President Donald Trump's transition team after the 2016 election. Ho similarly is not named in the indictment, but details in the court document match up to the indictment in Ho's life, most notably his arrest by U.S. officials in November of 2017 on bribery and money laundering charges. Luft has claimed the criminal case is a political hit job meant to stop him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee that the first family received payments from individuals with ties to Chinese military intelligence. Let me say that again. Luft, this witness, is claiming the criminal case is a political hit job meant to stop him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee that the first family received payments from individuals with ties to Chinese military intelligence, and that the Biden has had an FBI mole who shared classified information with their benefactors from the China state-controlled energy company CEFE. Quote, I, who volunteered to inform the U.S. government about a potential security breach and about compromising information about a man vying to be the next president and now being hunted by the very same people who I informed and may have to live on the run for the rest of my life, is what Luft told the Post in a video filmed in an undisclosed location last week. At the time of the alleged arrangement with Luft, Ho headed up the Chinese Energy Fund Committee, the non-governmental section of CEFE, which is still a part of the Communist Chinese Energy Conglomerate, which had officers in Hong Kong and in Virginia. Around the same time, in late 2015, the CEFE China Energy Chairman Yi and Executive Director Zhang are believed to have met then-second son Hunter Biden for the first time. Their partnership is what culminated in a little more than $5 million being wired directly to the Biden-controlled bank accounts in 2017. The following month, Ho also agreed to pay Hunter Biden $1 million retainer to act as his, quote, legal counsel. So you're hiring a drug addict, crackhead, and a prostitute-hungry man to be your legal counsel. I don't think so. I think that's a bribe. During Ho's trial, claims Luft, prosecutors removed all references to Hunter and his family members from emails between Ho and Hunter Associates. A CEFE advisory board member who also testified and a former Serbian foreign minister and ex-president of the United Nations General Assembly. All they were scrubbing everything that dealt with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Ho, whom Hunter Biden once reportedly called the, quote, effing spy chief of China, was convicted and sentenced in March 25th, 2019, to 3 years in prison, after which he was deported. Days later, Luft says he met with six FBI and Justice Department officials in Brussels and told them the extent of the Biden connections with CEFE. Among his claims was that the conglomerate was paying $100,000 a month to Hunter and $65,000 to the first brother, Jim, in exchange for their FBI connections and use of the Biden name to promote China's Belt and Road Initiative around the world, and that the money was being funneled through another Biden family associate, Rob Walker. Well, guess what? The bank accounts match everything that this man is saying. Luft also said that Joe Biden, then the former vice president, attended an early 2017 meeting at the Four Seasons Hotel in D.C. with his son Hunter and officials from CEFE, a sighting later confirmed by Walker, according to congressional testimony. Luft added that Hunter had an FBI source named One Eye, who had tipped off Ho and Yi that they were under investigation. Yi has not been seen since his detention by Chinese authorities in 2018. The DOJ says, I caused a payment of $6,000 a month to former CIA Director James Woolley in order to put his name on an article I had ghostwritten for the China Daily newspaper, Luft said last week of the indictment, which he claimed was filed days before this past November's midterm election. Why am I being indicted? For ghostwriting an article for which I received no payment, let alone from a foreign government? When the mother of all the FARA cases, that's when you're supposed to register as a foreign agent, the Biden's systemic influence peddling on behalf of foreign governments for which they raked in millions goes unpunished, this man says. Let me let you hear from what was said by Ron Johnson about all this. Take a listen.
When he heard that Joe Biden was going to be running for president, that alarmed him because he knew how compromised Joe Biden would be. So he met with two prosecutors from the Southern District of New York and four FBI agents in Brussels for 2 days in March of 2019. What's interesting about those individuals, one of the prosecutors from the Southern District of New York is the same prosecutor that prosecuted Patrick Ho, the money launderer that paid Hunter Biden $1 million to defend him. And in that trial, he prevented the name of Biden's from being brought into court. Also, one of the FBI agents was the same agent then that signed the subpoena from the Hunter Biden laptop. So, you know, Dr. Luft has shown is the same financial transactions, the millions of dollars, the $100,000 per month retainer for Hunter, $65,000 for James Biden, paid by CEFC. He's got a wealth of information, but they never followed up on that meeting. Instead, they arrested him in Cyprus to silence him. They could have gone to Israel. He resides in Israel. We have extradition treaties, but they instead arrest him in Cyprus. Now, he's literally fleeing for his life right now. He's on the run. He's an important witness. He needs to be granted immunity to be able to testify and tell his story.
He needs to be granted immunity to testify and tell his story. I could not agree more. We're in a situation now where if you come out and try to tell your government what happened, that government will turn on you and that government will bury you. That government will turn on you and will bury you. If you want to know why these whistleblowers are so brave, and I keep saying it over and over again, just how brave they are, this is why. This is why I keep saying they are so brave. And they are absolutely brave for doing this. It is shocking to me what these whistleblowers are doing, what's being put on the line for them. How brave they are is truly incredible. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.